Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 22nd, 2019, day 142. Today's topic, in Jesus, you are in the light each day. Impossible to have depression. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 71 verses 19 to 24, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 11, John chapter 12 verses 20 to 50, Proverbs 15 verses 27 to 28. Today I have four main passages, but I would like to read it when I share my listening this morning. So today's passages are very rich. Yeah, I could not stop my scribing the Bible this morning during our 6 a.m. time with Abba. Praise the Lord. I've got some important insights from today's main passages. Number one, many bitter troubles, many experiences of God's salvation and restoration. That's from Psalm 71 verses 19 to 21. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. Yeah, that's from God's word. But lots of people complain and ran away from God. Run away. Yeah. The consequence is that they live in a darkness of death, darkness, anxiety, and depression. Number two, this experience leads us to be able to sing praises to the Lord all day long and to witness God's glory. That's from Psalm 71, verses 21 to 24. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy. When I sing praise to you, I, whom you have delivered, my tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. Yeah, that's the word of the Lord from the Psalm. But lots of people sink in their work and their cell phone all day long as an addiction. Sing praises to the Lord all day long is impossible. Number three, the mighty Saul, who deserted God, had fallen in battle together with his three sons and all his soldiers. They all died because of Saul. That's from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 25 to 27. How the mighty have fallen in battle. Jonathan lies slain on your heights. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of women. How the mighty have fallen. The weapons of war have perished. Number four, Jesus was on the cross. Those who follow him need to be on the cross to glorify him. That's from John chapter 12, verses 23 to 26. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." The biggest problem of Christians nowadays is not willing to die. Me is Lord, money is Lord, busyness is Lord, cell phone is Lord, but not Jesus is Lord. Number five, Jesus is light. He is the light of the world. Believe in the light to become children of God. That's from John chapter 12, verses 35 to 36. Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. When people leave the light, they could walk into darkness anytime. Darkness, somewhat is like a minefield, could blow you off anytime if you have not cleared those mines deep down in your soul. Recently, I have been trying my best to help some people out of depression. Most of them left Jesus for some time, stopped daily devotion for some time, and then darkness, discouragement, anxiety, and depression invade their souls step by step until they cannot pull themselves out of that. Number six, in Jesus you are in the light each day. Impossible to have depression. That's from John chapter 12, verses 44 to 46. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Yeah, this is my big catch today and promise. We had a pastor join our daily morning prayer time with Abba, 6 a.m. since last Friday. Today is the sixth day. He has been in counseling and medication for some months. This morning he witnessed that suddenly, he lost the feeling of depression since last Friday. Wow. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, Help us to be with you each day to praise you and worship you so that we can witness the blessing of God with us, Emmanuel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be with Jesus each day to praise him and worship him so that you can witness the blessing of God with us? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about the importance of In the Light daily. May the Lord bless you.